问大家一下啊。
I will ask you all.
弟兄姊妹中有谁已经把诗篇八十四篇背过的举个手看看。
Brothers and sisters who already memorized Psalm 84, you can raise your hand.
哦，感谢主，有一位，两位。
Thank the Lord, there's one, there's two.
啊，好，我想我们这个聚会啊，还有一天半，还有机会啊。
There's still a day and a half. You still have an opportunity.
我希望呢，到主日的时候呢，我们个个都能把它背下来。
I desire that by Sunday we would all have remembered this.
好，今天先让我们一同再来先再读。
Today we'll read it together.
啊，诗篇八十四篇。
Psalm 84.
我。今晚上呢，把它分三段来读。
Tonight we'll separate this into three sections.
因为它这篇诗啊有两个细拉，正好把整卷在整篇诗分成三段。
Because there are two selahs that punctuate this into three sections.
嗯，所以我们分三段，我先读第一节到第四节。
Well, let us read from verse 1 to verse 4.
啊。还是这样，我读中文，我弟兄读英文，你们愿意的话你就跟着一起读。
And I'll read it in Chinese and my brother will read in English and you may follow along as well.
第一节，可拉后裔的诗，交于灵长，用加特乐器，万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱，我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁，万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝，如此住在你殿中的，便为有福，他们仍要赞美你。
Verse 1, to the chief musician on an instrument of Gath.A psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young.Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you.
第五节，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地。并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷，他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的神啊，求你留心听。
Verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimageAs they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
神啊，你是我的盾牌。求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面，在你的院宇住一日，甚是在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。万军之耶和华，倚靠你的，这就有福。
O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
这么美丽的诗啊，应该把它装在我们的脑袋里，对不对？
This is such a beautiful psalm. We ought to put it in our mind.
我们常常把那些乱七八糟的什么垃圾装在脑袋里。
We often put other rubbish into our mind.
这么好的东西，应该把它装在脑袋里。
But this is such a better thing. We should put it in our mind.
尤其青年的弟兄姊妹啊。
Especially for younger
brothers. 趁着你们记忆力好的时候，要把主的话多多的存在心思里。
Well, you still have good memory to memorize a lot of.
我年轻的时候把这个不知道背了多少遍，好多遍。
When I was young, I memorized this many times.
虽然我背一遍就忘一遍。
Even though I memorized it once and I lose it.
但是觉得非常的好。我现在年纪大，我还很希望跟你们在一起背。如果我背不下来，你们要背下来，好不好？
I'm older now, so it's harder to memorize. I still desire to memorize it, but you must do it.
我们在请弟兄姊妹读一出新约约翰福音十四章。
Let us also turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
主说我就是道路。
The Lord says, I am the way.
你看这里啊，这些话弟兄姊妹很熟悉，道路、真理、生命，对吧？
Here the words, brothers and sisters, are very familiar with the way, the truth, and the life.
请我们记得这个次序不能乱的啊。
We have to remember that we cannot change this permutation.
意思告诉我们，道路正确。
If we have the right way,
你传递的才是真理。
Then you can express the truth.
你传递的是真理才是生命。
If you're sharing the truth, then that is life.
所以这三个次序是不能调换的。
Therefore, you cannot exchange the permutation here.
所以牢记，我就是道路、真理、生命啊，不能改。
So you have to remember this very carefully in this order: the way, the truth. And the life.
所以主说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Therefore, the Lord says, if no one can come to the Father except through me.
啊，我想我们再读一处新约圣经。
Let's read another passage.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
第十五章第三章十五节 ，sorry， 第三章十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
这些经文呢，都是好的，都应该牢记在心里啊。
These are all good verses. We must remember these in our mind.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。十五节。
But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God.The pillar and ground of the truth.
我们知道这都是保罗晚年时候写的重要的书信。
These are what Paul wrote in his old age.
那个时候你看见他的心是多么的关切神的家。
During that time, you see that his heart paid very much attention to God's house.
他说这家就是永生神的教会。
He says that this house.Which is the church of the living God.
弟兄姊妹，牢记这句话。
Brothers and sisters, remember this.
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
我们的天父。
Our heavenly Father.
在创世之前。
Before the foundation of the world.
定下荣耀的心意。
Had purpose, a glorious purpose.
他要建立一个家。
That he will establish a house.
然后他借着他儿子的救恩。
That through the salvation of his
father, 把我们这些人救赎回来
He redeemed us.
我们成为他的儿女成为他的家人
So that we became his children. We became his family members.
所以呢作为神的儿女啊
Therefore as we are God's children,
我们要以天父的心为念
that we mean to be mindful of the Father's business.
他昼夜思想建立他的家。
Day and night, he wants to establish his house.
我们是天父的儿女。
We are the children of the Father.
我们也应当以这个家为念。
We should also be about this house.
所以神今天在地上，他希望把教会能够建造成为他的家。
Therefore, today, God wants on this earth to establish his church as his house.
神在地上，他要找到安息的所在。
God wants to find a resting place on this earth.
只有他有家了，他才安息。
Only if there's a house, then he can find a resting place.
我们这两天在这里住，大家聚会也不错，对不对？
These few days as we gather here, it seems quite nice.
过两天我们就回家了。
But in two more days, we'll return home.
哎，我们一进家门，那个感觉不一样了。
The moment you step foot into our house, it feels different.
对不对呢？
Isn't that so?
不一样的。
It feels different.
你跑别人家去，跑自己家不一样的。
If you go to someone else's home or your own home, it feels different.
过两天你们就可以回家，我还不行，我还跑别人家。
In 2 days, you return home. I cannot yet. I have to go live with someone for a while.
这两天我真的有点想家了。
I'm often homesick.
弟兄姊妹们，家是多么美好的一个意念。
This is such a great concept of a house.
今天我们天父的心。弟兄姊妹们，给神的儿女们完全破碎。
Today, our Heavenly Father, his heart is completely broken.
他有成千成万的儿女。
He has such a multitude of children.
无数的基督教团体。
And there's countless Christian organizations.
但是哪里是他的家呢？
But where is his house?
所以我们作为儿女的，
Therefore, those of us who are his
children, 我们体贴父亲的心。
We must be mindful of our Father's heart.
一定要让我们的聚会，叫我们的教会成为神的家。
That we must make our gathering be a house of God.
地上的儿女都是这样，你爱父母的话呢，你希望给他预备一个好的家，对不对？
The earthly children are like so. If you love your parents, you want to have a home for them.
哎呀，我的儿子也是一样。本来呢，我住在西雅图的，那么。相隔了一段距离，他说不行，太远了。
My son is likewise. When I was living in Seattle, we have some distance, and he said it's too far.
所以一直想办法把我们搬到他家附近。
And he wants to move us to closer to his house.
现在我的家离他家只要两分钟开车就到。
So now my house and his house has a separate distance of just 2 minutes.
你知道在地上儿女爱父母，对不对？
On earth, children love their parents.
就是希望他呢，能够有一个好的家，能够住得舒服。
They want their parents to have a good home and to live comfortably.
我们作为神的儿女，
we are God's children.
我们有多少人，我们想到天父，想到我们的主呢？
How many of us think of our Heavenly Father, of our Lord?
我再说，教会不是宗教团体，你千万不要把它弄成个团体。
I say again, the church is not an organization.
我们要把这句话牢记在心。
We have to remember this word.
这家就是永生神的教会。
This house is the church of the living God.
教会就是神的家。
The church is the God's house.
哎呀，我常常想，我们宁可呢不要用教会这个名词，用神的家的更好，对不对？
Sometimes I feel we can use not this nomenclature of the church, but just say house of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
只有我们能像可拉的后裔，
only if we are like the sons of Korah.
他们能说万军之耶和华，你的殿宇何其可爱呀！
They could say, how lovely is your tabernacle.
你的居所何等可爱！
How lovely are your dwelling places.
我们昨天讲过，只有可爱才有吸引力啊。
Yesterday we mentioned, only if something is lovely, then it will draw on.
我们的心都喜欢可爱的东西，对不对？
We all like lovely things.
弟兄姊妹，你看教会可爱吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see the church as lovely?
哇，我有的时候如果问一问弟兄姊妹，我说你觉得你们那个聚会可爱吗？
Sometimes I ask brothers and sisters, do you think your gathering is lovely?
很多人都不讲话的。
A lot of people stay silent.
要不然就是埋怨一大堆。
Or perhaps they have a lot of complaints.
到今天呢，我还没有看见，没有碰见过任何的弟兄姊妹说， 哦，我们那里是神的家，何等可爱。
I have not met brothers and sisters that say, oh, this is such a lovely place. This is God's house.
真的，事实上呢，有时候不太可爱，对不对？
In reality, sometimes it doesn't seem so lovely.
你要能觉得可爱是属灵的眼光。
You want to feel that it's lovely, it has to be from the spiritual
point of view. 你知道我们的神看我们可爱。
You know that our God looks at us as lovely.
他是透过他的儿子看我们可爱。
And it's because he looks through his son.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，你可不可爱？
Brothers and sisters, think, are you lovely?
你可爱吗？
Are you lovely?
我不要问你啊，我可爱吗？我也不敢问自己，对不对？
I'll not ask you, but am I lovely?
弟兄姊妹，我们可爱吗？
Are we lovely?
不可爱，对不对？
We're not lovely.
但是神一看见你的爱得不得了啊。
But when God sees you, he loves you very much.
为什么这么爱他透过他的儿子看我们呢？
Why does he love you so much? Because he sees you through his son.
所以父把他所拣选所有的这些败坏的人送给他的儿子做礼物。
Therefore, the father chose all these people who are corrupt and gifted as a gift to his son.
因为父爱我们。
Because the father loves us.
所以主也爱我们。
So the Lord loves us.
他看我们如珍如宝，弟兄姊妹们。
He sees us as treasure.
只有我们的神看我们如珍如宝。
Only our God sees us as treasure.
许多是我们看别人，看自己。不用讲啊，那个。
Sometimes we look at others or look at ourselves. We don't need to say much.
所以求主给我们有属灵的眼光。
Therefore, ask the Lord to give us a spiritual point of view.
能够看教会是神的家。
That we can see the church as the house of God.
从心的深处说，你的居所何等可爱。
And that from the depths of our hearts, we can say, how lovely is your tabernacle.
像大卫一样。
Like David.
他说神啊，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Like David says, you are my Lord. I have no source of goodness besides you.
他说我看你的圣名呢，是又善良又美好。
I see you as so beautiful and good.
是我心所最喜悦。
This is what delights my heart.
你知道大卫讲这个话是多不容易吗？
You know how difficult it is for David to say
this? 他最喜悦这些人就是给他难处最多的人。
Because the people he delighted in are the people who gave him the most difficulty.
那些逼迫他的。
Those who persecute him.
那些给他困难的。
Those who give him difficulty.
但是他知道这是什么，神的儿女。
But he knows that this is God's children.
所以我也是在香港对他们负责弟兄姊妹讲。
Therefore, once I was in Hong Kong and speaking to responsible brothers.
我说你我们要搞清楚啊。
We have to be careful.
你服侍弟兄姊妹啊。
As you're serving brothers and sisters.
他们是谁啊？
Who are they?
他们是神的儿女啊。
They're the children of God.
哦，你不高兴，不要说你不高兴就骂啊，那就是指责这个那个。哦，你要搞错了，这是神的儿女啊。
You cannot just scold them because they're not right. You need to know that they are God's children.
如果我们的儿女不好，
if our children are not good,
我们自己可以骂，对不对？
We can scold them ourselves.
哎，你不要看，你骂别人那个人旁边看着可以骂，也来骂，那就不行了。
If you're scolding your children and other people see it and then join in to scold, that's not okay.
弟兄姊妹，我们服侍的是神的儿女啊。
Brothers and sisters, we're serving God's children.
所以求主让我们能够像克拉的后裔一样。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to help us be like the sons of Korah.
神啊，你的居所何等可爱。
How lovely is your tabernacle?
你们跟我说一遍好不好？大声地说。
Let's join in loudly.
神啊，你的居所何等可爱。
How lovely is your tabernacle?
从现在开始起，
From now on,
用另一个眼光看神的家。
We see God's house with a different viewpoint.
我们就是神的家。
We are the house of God.
以弗所书第二章讲得很清楚。
Ephesians chapter 2 says it very clearly.
是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
It is a dwelling place according to the Holy Spirit.
所以教会是一个属灵的家。
Therefore, church is a spiritual house.
所以不是那个物质建筑。
It is not the physical building.
神要住在我们中间。
God will dwell amongst men.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们多需要主开我们的眼睛能看见这件事情。
We must have our eyes open so that we may see this.
那么 克拉后裔他们写的84篇。
Now the sons of Korah wrote Psalm 84.
啊，那么今天晚上呢，我要和弟兄姊妹讲到另外一件重要的事情。
Tonight I will share with brothers and sisters on another important matter.
这件事呢，就在84篇的第5、第6节。
This is recorded in Psalm 84, verse 5 and verse 6.
他说靠你有力量心中向往西安大道的这人便为有福。
Says, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
他们很清楚一件事情。
They're very clear on one point.
神的家跟这个道路有密切的关系。
God's house is closely related to the way.
因为在旧约时代，
Because in the Old Testament time, Jerusalem and the temple is built on Mount Zion.
所以你要去朝见神的时候,
so when you go on a pilgrimage,
你需要经过一些道路能够达到圣殿。
And you have to go through some way in order to reach the temple.
这个西安不仅是神的居所。
Zion is not only God's dwelling place.
也是神永远旨意的一个说明。
It is also an explanation of God's eternal purpose.
那么这些大道呢，就是通向神旨意的路。
And these highways are going towards God's purpose.
能够达到神家实际的路。
To reach the reality of God's house.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个道路非常非常的重要。
Therefore, the way is very important.
啊，这就告诉我们，如果路走错了。
This tells us if we walk on the wrong way,
达不到目的的,
then we cannot reach the goal.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们能感觉到克拉的后裔，他们不仅有热切爱主的心。
We can sense that the sons of Korah, not only do they have a zeal to love the Lord,
他们还有启示的眼光啊。
They also have the revelation.
他们知道要达到神家的实际。
They know that in order to have the reality of reaching God's house, they must have the right way.
啊，所以他这里说，靠你有力量，心中向往西安大道的人。
Therefore, here it says, the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
啊，这句话中文的意思哈也很好，向往对吧？心中向往。
Here, when it says the heart is set, it's a longing.
他原文的意思是说呢，这个路在你的心中，在心中有主道路的人。
But in the original text, it means that the road is in you, in your heart.
这个讲法更好。
This is an even better saying.
弟兄姊妹，你心里面有主的路吗
？Brothers and sisters, in your heart is there God's way?
你有想过主的路吗
？Have you thought of the Lord's way?
你看这些过去在教会历史，很多弟兄姊妹。他们心中是有主的路的。
In church history, many brothers and sisters have the Lord's road in their heart.
他这个大道呢，是原文是个多数字。
Here, the highways is a plural in the original text.
啊，为什么是一个多数字呢
？Why is it plural?
因为在实际的情况里面，我们晓得，这个耶路撒冷啊，那么圣殿建立了。
Because in reality, we know Jerusalem and the temple is built.
以色列12个支派是围绕着这个整个耶路撒冷居住的。
And the 12 tribes of Israel are surrounding and living around the temple.
所以他们每年他们来敬拜神的时候
，Therefore each year as they come for a pilgrimage,
他们从四面八方来的。
They come from all directions.
所以呢。往西安山上呢，不是光有一条路，很多路可以上来。
Therefore, there's not just one road that leads to Zion. There's many roads.
啊，每个都称为西安大道，因为向着西安的。
And every single one of them is called a highway to Zion because it goes to Zion.
然后耶路撒冷城墙上有12个门。
And there are 12 gates around Jerusalem.
你从各样不同方向来，从各样的门都可以进去。
And you can enter through these 12 directions.
所以。你知道每年到这个这些过节期的时候啊
，Therefore each year when there are these feasts，
哇，如果你能站在这个西安山底下，很壮观呢、啊，四
If you can already be standing on the mountain, it looks very majestic because all around you, brothers and sisters are running towards you. Therefore, here, when it speaks of the highways towards Zion, this is in the plural.
弟兄姊妹们, 他为什么说靠你有力量呢?
Brothers and sisters, why does it say whose strength is in you?
哇, 因为这个哈, 不是我们想象这么简单的,
because this is not so simple like what we might think.
啊, 因为第六节他说什么呢?
Because verse 6, what does it say?
虽然你有这样有福, 但是他经过流泪谷这流, 叫这谷变为泉源之地, 并有秋雨之福, 盖满了全谷。
Even though you're blessed, here it says, as they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring, the rain also covers it with pools.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这说明虽然大家去朝见神啊,哦,大家很欢喜,
this explains that not even though people are going on a pilgrimage to see the Lord and they're very happy, but this is a way with a cost.
是一条艰难的路,
this is a difficult way.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以经过流泪谷,
brothers and sisters, that's why they go to the valley of Baca, that's the valley of tears.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
but dear brothers and sisters,
在古时啊,
in the old days,
弟兄姊妹们, 往通往西安的路被称作是大道,
the way towards Zion is called a highway.
但是因为以色列人光景的败落,
but because of the condition and the desolation in Israel,
这条道路变成充满艰难的道路,
these ways become ways full of difficulty.
如果我们看一看以色列人旧约的历史,
if we look at the history of Israel in the Old Testament,
神的律法屡遭他们破坏,
God's law they keep disobeying,
他们不听神的话,
they do not listen to God's word,
他们这个违背神的心意,
they were disobedient to God's heart,
他们甚至带偶像,
they even had idol worship,
啊, 甚至跟外邦人这个通婚,
or they have marriages with
pagan,
they did not obey God.
常常叫神的这个心里面呢, 这个是, 很难过,
and they often sadden God's heart.
因此也等于什么, 他们破坏了这条路,
and that in that way they also destroyed these ways.
在教会历史上也是一样的,
this is the same in church history.
弟兄姊妹, 如果这个道路错了,
brothers and sisters, if the way is wrong,
道路破坏了,
if the way is destructive,
比方说我刚刚讲, 我讲, 教会是神的家,
just like I said, the church is the house of God,
我们把它变成一个宗教团体了,
but we turn it into a Christian organization,
这个路是破坏了, 对不对?
Then the way is destructive.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 圣经中因此有一些的描述啊, 是, 真的是, 对我们是重要的提醒,
therefore there's a lot of good reminders in the Bible.
我和你们读一下哈, 读一个这个, 四世纪,
let us turn to Judges.
这里记载一个故事, 四世纪第三章,
Judges chapter 3, there's a story that's recorded here.
第31节,
verse
31, 以户之后, 有亚拿的儿子三家, 他用赶牛的棍子, 打死600非利士人, 他也救了以色列人。
After him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who killed 600 men of the Philistines with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel.
然后第五章,
chapter 5,
第六节,
verse
6, 在亚拿之子三家的时候, 又在亚裔的日子, 大道无人行走, 都是绕道而行。
In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were deserted, and the travelers walked along the byways.
这里形容啊, 在以色列有一段的时期, 大道无人行。
Here it records that there's a time, for a time that these highways were deserted.
都是绕道而行。
And people go on along the byways.
弟兄姊妹, 我们读到这些话, 心里面是不是很有感觉啊?
Brothers and sisters, when you read these words, do you have strong feeling?
今天在整个地上,
today on this earth,
愿意按正道, 大道而行的人,
不读。
There are few who are willing to walk according to the highway, the right way.
很多人都是绕道而行。
A lot of people go on the byways.
弟兄姊妹们, 你看见以色列人的荒凉悲惨。
You see the desolation in Israel, it's very pitiful.
那个悲惨到一个地步啊,
it's pitiful to this point.
结果神需要用一个乡下人来拯救他们。
Like God needed to use a farmer to rescue them.
这个山家是干什么的?
What did Shamgar do?
他赶牛的。
He tend to ox.
我们不晓得他是养牛还是农夫啊，赶牛的。
We're not sure if he raises ox or he's a farmer who uses ox.
当以色列人都不愿意遵循神旨意的时候呢，哎，在这里有一个人被神感动了，结果是个乡下人。
When the children of Israel were against God and no one was listening to him, here's this person who was moved by the Lord, but he's someone from the countryside. Just like when Lord Jesus came to this earth and he was choosing disciples.
哇,那些祭司们,法利赛人,撒都该人,那些文士们,神都没办法拣选。
And the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scholars, the priests, God cannot.
因为他太聪明了，他们有自己的想法。
Because they're too intelligent and they have their own thinking.
所以神只好找什么呢? 找渔夫。
So what could God do? He chose some fishermen.
就跑到加利利沿海了，看见那个彼得、这个约翰那个渔夫，就去找他们。
He went to the Galilee Sea and looked for some fishermen.
弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，因为约翰、彼得都在我们的心中是。 伟大的圣徒啊，对不对？
And he found Peter and John, and to us these are great apostles.
你真正的看过渔夫吗？
But have you actually looked at fishermen?
啊，我有一次在台湾，我跑了一个港口去看，又看到些渔夫。
Once in Taiwan, I went to the fishermen's gathering place and looked at fishermen.
哇，这个赤膊的上身，晒得这个黑黑的，然后都是油啊，满身的这个油。
And they were not wearing a shirt, and they were they're very tan from the sun from working, and they're covered with oil.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我一看见他们我就感动，感动得不得了。
When I saw them, I was very moved.
哎呀，我说主啊，当初你就拣选这些人，这样的人。
Lord, that day you chose these kind of people.
地上没人好拣选了，找了这么些渔夫啊。 家里里无知的小民啊，对不对？
There's no one else that you could choose, and you have to go to choose these fishermen from Galilee.
求主怜悯我们。
And the Lord have mercy on us.
今天我知道在座很多都是博士啊，都是硕士的。
We know a lot of people here might have higher degrees.
求主要让我们更谦卑。
May the Lord give us more humility.
愿主用我们。
That the Lord could use us.
弟兄姊妹们，神在无可人用，用了一个三家这么一个人物出来了。When
the Lord couldn't find anyone to use, he used someone like Shamgar.
哇，结果神的灵临到他，很有能力。The
Spirit of God landed on him, and he was filled with power.
他就起来拿起这赶牛的棍子。He
took up an ox goad.
打死了六百个菲利士人，不得了。He
killed 600 Philistines. That's quite something.
常常想主啊，如果我手中有这么棍子，一个菲利士人也打不死。Sometimes
I think, Lord, if I have this ox goad, I probably cannot kill even one Philistine.
这么厉害。So
impressive.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当然那个赶牛的棍子恐怕特别结实，那牛很壮，对吧？Perhaps
the ox goad is very sturdy because the ox is very strong.
但是无论怎么样，这不是兵器啊，对不对？
But no matter what, this is not a weapon.
这是个棍子而已啊。
It's just a stick.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你能够体会天上神的心吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you comprehend the heart of God in heaven?
以前我们小时候读的是个很好笑的故事。
When we were young, we read the story, it seems like a funny story.
但是越来越体验天父的心的时候，读的会流泪的。
But the more that you know the Father's heart, when you read it, you will weep.
神在地上已经找不到人了，你知道吗？
God can no longer find people on this earth, you know that.
今天神的灵也在地上运行。
Today, God's Spirit is also moving across the earth.
主能找到我们吗?
Can he find us?
我们应该有个心说,主啊,愿你用我,我在这里。
We must have this desire, the Lord, may you use me, here I am.
所以三家拿一个棍子救了以色列百姓。
See, Shamgar used an ox goad to save Israel.
当然这里面另外一个意义。
Of course, there's another reason here.
我们必须认识神是全能的神。
There's another meaning here that we need to know that God is an all-sufficient.
全能的神他可以用无用的人。
He is all-powerful and he can use anyone who seems useless.
一个棍子到了三家的手里就变成了什么呀？武器了。
Such a stick, an ox goad, into Shamgar's hand turns into a weapon.
任何一个人只要被神握住了。
Anyone who is held by God.
他在神的手中就能成为一个兵器成为厉害的兵器
And that person can become a weapon in God's hand
所以呢神一抓住彼得三千人五千人得救
See, when God held on to Peter then 3,500 people were saved
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
虽然你我是无用的人
Even though we are useless people
我们说不定就主啊我们像三家手中的棍子一样没什么用
Lord, we are like the ox goad and Shamgar's hand, we are quite useless.
这里问题在你我是握在谁的手里呀、啊、
But the issue is who is holding that?
对不对所以你不要在乎你自己把自己交在主手里。
Therefore, do not care about yourself. Give yourself into the Lord's hand.
弟兄姊妹们在三家的日子大道无人行走。
Brothers and sisters, in the days of Shamgar, the highways were deserted.
对今天这个时代来讲
In today's age,
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
我知道还有很多弟兄姊妹在这条道路跟随主
I know there are still many brothers and sisters who are following this way to pursue after the Lord.
但是不多
But there are few.
神不仅借着三家还借着一个姊妹叫雅意
Not only did God use Shamgar,He also used a sister named Jael.
所以感谢主啊，主用弟兄总没有忘记姊妹啊，总是还有姊妹啊。
We thank the Lord when He used these brothers, He also used sisters.
所以姊妹也很有用啊。
Sisters are very useful.
她是什么？是个家庭主妇。
Jael is a homemaker.
她 housewife.
Housewife.
哎呀，她没有什么特长的。
She doesn't have a lot of.Specialty.
只是因为他的先生呢家呢跟那个当时的这个迦南王耶宾他们是好朋友
But because her husband and were good friends with
他们认识这个耶宾的那个大元帅叫西西拉
And they know Sisera
Sorry 我应该跟他读一读这些经文的没读没关系啊，弟兄姊妹知道这个西西拉，结果呢，那个时候呢，因为底波拉跟巴拉呢，把这个迦南军队打败了。
And because Deborah and Balaam, Barak,
所以那个大将军就逃跑。
And the general was fleeing.
哎，结果跑到了这个雅意的他的这个。帐篷那里
and then fled into the tent of Jael.
哎呀，雅意就出去迎接他
and Jael went out to greet him.
他们是认识的朋友了
because they know each other.
哇，他说我累死了，赶快找个地方休息。
You're very tired. You can come in and rest.
他说你就进来吧，就躺在那里。
And so she invited him.
他给我点水喝。
He asked for some water.
他还招待他，用奶给他喝。
So then she tended him with some milk.
结果累得不得了，他就整个躺睡着了。
But he was so tired, he fell asleep.
哇，这个时候你看见这个雅意啊，一个家庭的主妇啊，有多么样的勇敢呢、啊、
？And now you see Jael, a housewife, but so brave.
他拿那个钉那个帐篷的橛子，你们知道那个橛子吗？那稳固帐篷那个钉子。
And she took one of the pegs that was holding down the tent.
就把这个橛子拿起来，对准了这个西西拉的这个太阳穴。这个，哎，当然犹太人不懂太阳穴了。我们知道是对准他这个太阳穴的。
And then, so then she held it according to the temple.
鬓边说他是鬓边对吧？
It's on the side.
钉下去了。
And she nailed it in.
一下把它钉下，钉在那里。
And she nailed him to the ground.
把他钉死了。
And then killed him.
结果叫以色列人大获全胜。
And so the Israelites were triumphant.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你读这些故事的时候，你看见。
When you read these stories, you see.
在以色列人那些荒凉的年间。
During the years of desolation in Israel.
没有多少人向往锡安的大道。
There are not many who wanted to go on this.
没有多少人心中还有这个路。
Not many people have these hearts desire in their hearts.
所以就兴起了一个三家，一个亚裔。
So God raised up Shamgar, God raised up Jael.
那个时候大家都绕道而行。
During those times, people were going on the byways.
我今天看地上很多神的儿女，很多侍奉主人也是一样，正路不肯走，都绕道。
Nowadays, I also see a lot of people who serving the Lord would not go on the right way and they will bypass it.
我们年轻的时候，我们年长弟兄们劝勉我们，所以侍奉主最好不要走那个 easy way， 对吧？不要走那个简单道路。
When we were young, the brothers exhorted us, if you're serving the Lord, do not choose the easy way.
为什么人不愿意走大道呢？
How come people are unwilling to go on the highway?
因为走这个正道需要付代价的。
Because going on that right way, there's a cost.
所以到了以赛亚的年间呢？
Therefore, in the days of Isaiah,
以赛亚都说神这个大道是为了愚民留下来的。
And Isaiah says that these highways are left for the remnant.
啊，这个 remnant 的愚民就少数，不是多数人。
For remnants, that's very few people.
我希望我们在这里弟兄姊妹，你是这个少数。
I wish that brothers and sisters here, you are part of that little.
你愿意走大道。
Little crowd that you are willing to go on that highway.
现在以赛亚呼喊说。
And Isaiah cries out.
大路荒凉，行人只行个。那个今天呢，弟兄姊妹，主的路真是变得荒凉了。
And these highways are deserted. Indeed, today the Lord's way is deserted.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道神的恩典，他的计划，他是要神的儿女们循着这条道路达到他的心意。
But we know that God wants His children to learn how to go on to this way.
这等到有一天，神这么预言说了啊。
So that one day there's this prophecy.
这条大道被称为圣路。
That this highway becomes a pilgrimage way.
神说我要使我的众山成为大道，大路要修高。
And that these ways will become highways, and the mountains will be leveled.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
我们的神还很重视这条路的，对不对？
Our Lord, he pays attention to this way.
我们到了耶利米的年间。
And when we come to the days of Jeremiah.
我想我把它读一下好了啊，让免得我们弟兄翻译为难。
Let's read it so the interpreter knows what we're talking about.
第六章，耶利米书第六章。
Jeremiah chapter 6.
第六章第十六节
，verse 16，
我们读一下啊。耶和华如此说：你们当站在路上查看、访问古道，哪是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。他们却说：我们不行在其间。
Verse 16, that says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it.
我们知道在到了耶利米的年间，
We know in the days of Jeremiah,
那是以色列人被掳的年间，
This is the days of captivity for Israel.
哎呀，那个地上的光景混乱的不得了啊。
And the condition on earth is very chaotic.
是兵荒马乱的一个年纪。
It is very chaotic time.
啊，那么神又要叫耶利米说了，你劝百姓们出去投降。
And God tells Jeremiah to encourage the people to go surrender.
哎呀，那个犹太人气恨他恨得不得了。
The people of Israel hated him.
这个耶利米真是十分的为难。
And Jeremiah was in a difficult place.
那个时候神的儿女们不知道正确的路在哪里。
And people of God did not know the right way.
所以呢耶利米就起来奉着神的命令吩咐他们。
Therefore, Jeremiah rose up and according to God,
这些话对于今天末后时代的弟兄姊妹重要的提醒。
And this is a great reminder for brothers and sisters who are living in the end days.
弟兄姊妹，我知道你们在座很多年轻人，我们可能当然了，你永远留在Minneapolis的话，这里弟兄们很高兴，对吧？但是不一定嘛，是吧？会有时候会出去，不知道到哪里去了。
Of course, if you stay here, then others are very pleased, but you might depart from Minneapolis.
你们再找到这么好的聚会，恐怕不容易了。
And it might be difficult to find another gathering place like this.
这些话对我们是重要的提醒。
So these are very important words as reminders.
当你往前去的时候
，as you go forward.
哇，你来到一个十字路口，或者这个路很多。
You come to a crossroad.
你怎么办
？What do you do?
这里告诉我们，第一个站住。
Here, the first thing is stand.
先不要急啊。
Don't be so hurried.
像我们教导小孩子一样，过红绿灯的时候。Stand, 先站住，你不要乱冲。
Like we teach kids when they come to a crosswalk, stand first.
站在做什么呢
？What do you do when you stand?
要查看
，and see，
仔细看一看
，look carefully，
到底主的正路在哪里
？Where is the Lord's right way？
哦，基督教的团体很多。
There are a lot of Christian organizations.
弟兄姊妹，并不是所有的都走在正路上的。
Not every single one of them is walking on the right way.
所以你要搞清楚。
So you have to be careful.
然后呢，访问。
And then ask.
什么叫访问呢
？What does it mean to ask?
要交通。
To have fellowship.
啊，交通。
To have some fellowship.
啊，知道这个怎么样做才行。
To know what to do.
我记得我那个老大。
My older son.
Yeah, 他最后他要找他自己做研究工作的地方的时候。
When he was looking for a place to do research.
哇，好多地方都要他。
A lot of places wanted him.
有个地方给他的条件非常好。
And one place gave him a very good condition.
他跑来问我。
He came to ask me.
他爸爸，我能去吗
？Father, could I go?
我说啊，你要先看那里有没有好的聚会。
I told him, first look if there's a good gathering place there.
所以他就去问了好多人，那有没有聚会。
So he asked many people, are there good gathering places?
结果那些弟兄们都告诉他说，哎呀，抱歉，那个地方没有好的聚会。
But the brothers told him, sorry, there are no good gathering place there.
然后我就跟他讲说，不能去。
So I told him, you cannot go.
他说啊，不能去啊，哎呀，他说他那个条件太好了，我不能去啊。
And he says, but this is such a good opportunity, I can't go.
不用考虑。
You don't have to consider it.
后来呢，找到纽约。
Eventually he found a place in New York.
那里有个聚会。
Because there's a gathering place there.
Okay, 可以去了。
And I said, okay, you can go.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
我的儿子虽然读书读了那么多，读了个 PhD， 但是他听话嘞，那不错。
Even though my son studied so much and got a PhD, he still listened to me. So that's.
说你要问一问。
So you have to ask.
你可以交通。
You can have some fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
然后，你要访问查看什么古道。
Ask for the old paths.
在耶路撒冷的这个城墙上有十二个城门。
On the walls of Jerusalem, there are 12 gates.
有一个门叫做古门。
There is one gate called the old gate.
外面有条路叫做古道。
And outside there is an old path.
当然，这里呢有属灵的含义。
Here there is a spiritual meaning.
什么道是最古的呢
？What is the oldest way?
弟兄姊妹们，神最原初的道就是最古的，对吧？创世之前，神所定规的道。
Brothers and sisters, the way that God has established even before the foundation of the world, that's the oldest way.
所以在弟兄运动的时候
，therefore during the brethren movement，
他们就是我们回到起初。
They said we're back to the beginning.
只有那里那个路才是 正确的路。
Only there can we find the right way.
今天呢，我们知道我们要回到圣经的里面。
We also know today we need to go back to the Bible.
我们就能看见神所要的路。
That we can see the way that God wants.
昨天我已经告诉你们。
Yesterday I already told you.
以弗所书二章十九节到二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 22.
要背下来。
We have to memorize this.
这个是神给我们看见最正确教会的一个形象。
This is the how the church ought to be and as revealed by God.
所以你可以从圣经里面找到那个正路。
So from the Bible we can find the right way.
这样你就不会困惑。
Then you would not be confused.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天一定要走在正路上。
Today we must walk on the right way.
主回来的日子迫近啊。
The Lord's return is near.
如果路一偏离了，
If you walk astray,
我们将要受到非常大的一个亏损。
Then we would have a great loss.
但是你看耶利米跟他们讲说，你这样子找的话，你里面就有安息，正路上走在正路上就安息。
Jeremiah told them that if you walk this way, then you will find rest for your souls.
哦，这些以色列人很悖逆。他说我们不行在其间。
But these Israelites are so rebellious. They say we will not walk in it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里耶利米也给我们一个很重要的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, here Jeremiah gives us a great reminder.
关于这个路
regarding this way,
耶利米还有一段重要的话。
There's another passage that's important.
请我们看这个三十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 31.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
所以说，以色列民呐、啊，你当为自己设立指路碑，竖起引路柱。你要留心向大路，就是你所去的原路。你当回转回转到这些诚意。
Set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart toward the highway, the way in which you went. Turn back, O Virgin of Israel, turn back to these your cities.
耶利米告诉我们，今天在这条路上，你要设立指路碑，竖起引路柱。
Here, Jeremiah tells us that we need to set up signposts and make landmarks on the highway.
对我们现在的人来讲的话，这个是再清楚不过了啊。
For people now, this is so clear.
你开车你一定要有路标的，对不对？
When you're driving, you are looking for road signs.
那如果你没有路标，你到哪里去找呢？
If you don't have road signs, then how would you drive?
你从前呢，我跟我到中国去了，我就找我的亲戚啊。
When I went to China, I was looking for my relatives.
哎呦，我看他给我一个地址啊，没有路标的。
And they gave me the address that is not based on signposts.
在南京，他说是去个什么白义巷，我说白义巷几号也没有的。
They said go to Nanjing City, go to this street, but there's no street number.
哎，后来我发现了，到了那里你真的不需要。
But then I found out when you get there, you don't need the street.
因为那里住的人呢、啊，几十年都不动的。
Because for decades people didn't move.
我把我那个奶奶的不是大伯母的那个名字给他。
I gave someone the name of my relative.
哎，他说我知道，你跟我来。
And they said, I know who that is. Come follow me.
后我这么转弯转弯就到了。
And then we walked somewhere and we found it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们最好有这个指路碑，对不对？
But it's probably better to have signposts.
最好有个引路柱。
Better to have landmarks.
弟兄姊妹，什么是我们的指路碑和引路柱呢？
What are our signposts and landmarks?
指路碑就是十字架。
The signpost is a cross.
跟着十字架走。
To follow the cross.
什么是引路柱啊？
What are landmarks?
就是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
我们的弟兄也告诉我们要顺服恩膏的教训。
Our brother told us that we need to follow the teaching of the anointing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当一切的光景都不清楚的时候。
When everything is unclear.
跟着十字架走。
follow the cross.
啊，顺服圣灵的引导。
And obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以你知道今天呢，这条大路是不容易的。
So we know today that this highway is a difficult way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
旧约所说这一个锡安的大道
，The Old Testament speaks of this highway to Zion.
到底指着什么说的呢
？What is it speaking of？
主耶稣到了新约，就给我们很清楚的指引。
When the Lord Jesus came to the New Testament, He gave us a very clear picture.
主说：“我就是道路。”
He says, "I am the way."
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one can come to the Father except through me.
所以这很清楚。
This is very clear.
基督就是道路。
Christ is the way.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
若不是借着基督，没有人能到神那里去。
If not through Christ, no one can come to God.
基督是路。
Christ is the way.
基督也是教会的路。
Christ is also the way of the church.
今天我们要问说，教会的道路在哪里？
Today we ask, where is the way of the church?
弟兄姊妹们，教会的路就是基督。
The way of the church is Christ.
当然这句话太大了。
Of course, this word is too
large. 包含的意义太多了。
And encompass too many meanings.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
好，那么圣经中有更多详细的一个解释。
There is more careful explanation in the Bible.
教会的路
，the way of the church，
是基督
，is Christ。
但是呢，它也包含了四方面的重大意义。
But there's also four important meanings.
第一方面
，the first aspect，
教会的路是生命的路。
The way of the church is a way of life.
今天我们要走在正确教会的道路上。
Today we must walk on the right way of the church.
那个就是可拉后裔所说的锡安的大道。
That is what the sons of Korah said when they talked about the highway to Zion.
第一个，你必须明白这是生命的路。
You have to first understand that this is a way of life.
所以在教会里要注重生命。
Therefore, in the church, we must pay heed to life.
你注重知识，注重道理，注重恩赐，注重才干，那都不是路。
If you pay heed to other things like talents or service, this is not the way.
必须要注重什么？生命。
But you have to pay heed to life.
你知道，约翰到晚年的时候啊
，In the latter days of John,
他感觉神的儿女们在这些方面有困惑，不清楚。
He noticed that the people of God were unclear on this matter.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道我们得救我们一个生命，对不对
？We all know that when we believe the Lord, we have this life.
啊，今天我们如果问你生命在哪里呀
？If today we ask you where is that life,
你能很清楚地回答我吗
？Can you respond very clearly?
生命在哪里呀
？Where is the life?
因为我们要跟从生命，对不对
？Because we have to follow life.
所以约翰在晚年的时候体恤我们的软弱。
Therefore, John, when he was in his old age, he noticed this weakness.
这里有一句话你必须牢牢记住。
Here, there's a word that you must remember.
在约翰福音一章第四节。
In John chapter 1 verse 4.
这说生命在哪里？生命在他里头。
In him was life.
啊，生命在哪里？
Where's
在基督里。
Life? It's in Christ.
所以这就告诉我们，为什么我们要每天要亲近基督啊，对不对？我们要在这里跟随基督啊。
That's why every day we must draw nigh to Christ to pursue after
Christ. 因为生命在他里头。
Because life is in Christ.
你只有碰见基督，你才碰见生命。
Only if you touch Christ, then you touch life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是一个多么简单的一个定义，是吧？
Dear brothers and sisters, this is such a simple definition.
啊，这个实在是一个 statement， 这个要牢记在心，生命在他里头。
This is such a simple statement. You have to remember this. In him was.
这很简单讲，你要找生命是在哪里找呢？到基督里去找。
Very simply put, if you're looking for life, where do you go? Go into Christ.
生命不在知识的里面。
Life is not in knowledge.
哎，我想我恐怕多年前在你们中间也讲过，不过呢，你们已经换了一代的人了，恐怕你们这些没听过啊。对。
Perhaps I shared this with you before, but there's a generational change, and so I can share this again.
我问你们说，生命在圣经里吗？
Is life in the Bible?
对不对？敢不敢讲？
What would you say?
对不对？
Is it right?
有点头的。
Some are nodding.
你们大多数都很聪明的，那不点头，也不摇头，对不对？
Many of you are very smart, so you do not answer.
弟兄姊妹，主的话亲自告诉我们说，生命不在圣经里。
The Lord is not saying that life is in the Bible.
哇，那你说你胆子好大。
And you say you are so bold.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我说，这是主说的。
Brothers and sisters, I didn't say this. The Lord said this.
主曾经对犹太人说，在第六章，大概是第六章。
The Lord said to the Jews in chapter 6.
他说：“你们查考圣经。
You search the scriptures.
你们以为内中有永生，有生命。
You thought that there is life.
主说：然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。”
And then he says, yet you are unwilling to come to me to get life.
这个给你们留做功课，今天晚上去找这圣经在哪里。
I'll give you an exercise to find this verse.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你读圣经摸不到基督，你就摸不到生命，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, if you're reading the Bible and you cannot touch Christ, then you cannot touch life.
这难怪很多人呢，花很多力气读圣经，很多圣经学者研究圣经，没有摸到生命。
And that's why a lot of Bible scholars, they're studying the Bible, yet they did not reach life.
读圣经的目的是要得生命。
To read the Bible, the purpose is to gain life.
但是生命在他里头。
But the life is in him.
你读出了基督的意义了，你就摸到生命。
If you can read and get the meaning of Christ, then you get life.
啊，这个简单的定义，弟兄姊妹一定要牢记在心。
The simple statement, you must memorize this quite well.
所以读圣经的时候，
So when you read the Bible,
你最好是在主的面前读。
You better read this before the presence of the Lord.
你一面亲近主，一面读主的话。
As you're drawing nigh to the Lord, you also read His word.
容让圣灵解开主的话。
And to allow the Holy Spirit to explain the Bible.
就得到了生命的供应。
Then you will gain the supply of life.
我曾经把这个推广啊，我说呢，这个生命在不在聚会里啊？
And before I generalize this question, is life in the church, in a gathering?
哎，他说你怎么老问这些这样的问题？
How come you always ask these kind of questions?
弟兄姊妹，生命在不在教会里啊？在不在聚会里啊？
Brothers and sisters, is life in a gathering, a meeting?
有人说当然在。
Someone says, of course.
但是为什么我们有时候参加很多聚会里摸不到生命呢？
So how come often we come to meetings and we cannot touch life?
因为什么？生命在基督里。
Because life is in Christ.
如果我们在这里一同敬拜主，
If we're here worshiping the Lord together,
我们来聚会，我们的心都向着主。
And we're gathering here together,
你摸到主，他也摸到主。
Our heart is towards the Lord, and you touch the Lord, and He also touched the Lord, then the gathering is full of life.
所以聚会的好坏呢，不是在乎一个讲员的口才好不好。
Therefore, the gathering is not good whether it is the eloquence of the speaker.
真正好的聚会是满有生命的聚会。
A good meeting is when there's full of life.
主与我们同在。
The Lord's presence is with us.
那个聚会真的叫人灵里面得饱足的。
Brothers and sisters, and that kind of meeting will truly satisfy the spirit.
好，我想这个我就要推的很，那讲起来就很多了。那么我再推一个，生命在不在诗歌里？你说。
And I can generalize this even more. His life is in hymns.
我听你们唱歌很起劲的。
I hear you singing hymns. You sing very well.
年轻人多。
There's a lot of young people here.
唱起歌来，我跟在里面一唱，我也很起劲的。
When I'm with you, I sing and we're singing very well.
但是你要抓住一个点。
But you have to hold on to a point.
如果你唱诗歌光是有口无心的，嘴巴唱得很好听。
But if you're singing only with your mouth,
你没有摸到基督,
and you do not touch Christ in your heart,
就没有摸到诗歌中的生命,
then you do not touch the life that is in him.
弟兄姊妹们, 你从这个点你可以往生活中、侍奉中、聚会中各方各面去应用。
Brothers and sisters, you can generalize this to all kinds of things in living, in meetings, and in service.
谨记 记得一句话。
Just remember one statement.
生命在哪里？
Where is the life?
那不敢讲，没有把握嘛。生命在哪里？
Where?
在他里面。那用主的话，好，我们一起来讲，生命在他里面牢记。
In him was life.
啊，这个我想不能多讲啊，时间不够了。
Due to time constraint, I'll move on from this point.
所以呢，教会的路是生命的路。
The way of the church is the way of life.
教会的路也是真理的路。
The way of the church is also way of the truth.
是可以达到实际的路。
It is a way that can reach reality.
需要尊重圣灵。
We have to honor the Holy Spirit.
每次聚会让主的灵运行在聚会中。
Every meeting, we let His Spirit move along the meeting.
因为主耶稣在约翰福音十六章里面讲了一句重要的话。
Because the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 16 something very important. Verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引你们进入实际。
That when the Spirit of Truth He came, He will guide you into all truth.
没有圣灵的引导，主的话不能变成实际的。
If there is not the leading of the Spirit, then His word cannot become reality.
教会走真理的路。
The church walks on the way of truth.
一定要真实的。
It also needs to be real.
有实实在在的。
It needs to be concrete.
真理不是道理。
The truth is not just doctrine.
这个我只能简单的和弟兄姊妹们提一下。
I can only mention this simply.
第三个点。
The third point.
教会的路是十字架的路。
The way of the church is the way of the cross.
十字架就是舍己的路，这个我们大家都很清楚，对不对？
The cross is a way of denying the self.
一定要让神把我们带到实际的经历里面。
And we have to let God bring us into that reality.
哎呀，我这几十年侍奉主啊。
In these decades as I serve the Lord.
主让我在这一方面学的功课有好几次。
And the Lord allows me to learn this lesson many times.
我不知道我有些故事是不是你们都听过了。
Perhaps some of my stories you've heard.
因为那是我自己的经历。
Because that's my experience.
我觉得用这个经历来和弟兄姊妹们讲是比较能够清楚解释。
I think using these experiences to explain, it will be clear.
舍己的路是不容易的。
That itself, this way is not easy.
但是你侍奉主，
but when you serve the Lord,
主要我们背起十字架跟从他。
That you have to carry your cross.
你必须要学舍己的功课。
And you have to deny yourself.
就神很多时候就把我们带到一些环境里面。
So he often brings us into some circumstances.
让我们学真正舍己的功课。
That we learn truly how to deny ourselves.
我想呢，这个已经是几十年前发生的事情。
This is something that happens more than a decade ago.
我刚到美国，我在洛杉矶。
I came to the States. I was in Los Angeles.
后来呢，加州南部有一个城市。
And in the Southern California, there's a city.
他们呢，因为没有传道人，所以他们就找我们年长的弟兄啊，说打发一个人到他们中间帮助他们。
And they do not have someone who's serving the Lord there, so they asked elder brother to send someone there to help.
所以弟兄们就说你去吧，就叫我去。
And brother says you go, so he asked me to go.
我那时候还很年轻啊。
I was still very young.
就在我去温哥华之前。
This is before I went to Vancouver.
所以呢，我是30岁啊。
I was
大概29、30岁。
I was perhaps 29 or 30.
所以我就去了。
So I went.
一到那里，同样的那一些弟兄姊妹一看，哦，来这么年轻的一个女人，
same
看我。
Same thing. They looked down on me because I was so young.
啊，那么那里有一个年老的弟兄。
There's an elder brother.
他有钱。
He has a lot of money.
啊，他的学位也很高。
And he has high degrees.
啊，非常骄傲。
He's very proud.
哇，讲起话来都是，那个腔调，你听他讲话，你就知道这个人非常骄傲。
Even the manner in which he speaks, you will know that he's very proud.
他说说好，你来了，你来了，我有一辆旧车子给你，你因为要服侍需要车嘛。
when I came, he says, oh, you came, I will give you an old car because you need a car to serve.
他那个车因为出过车祸修了之后呢，那么呢，一个旧车，所以他要给我用。
It's a car that was in a car crash and it was fixed, so he wanted to give that to me to use.
我记得很清楚，那天晚上我到他家。
I remember very clearly that night I went to his house.
在他客厅里面。
In his living room.
他们聚会里面呢，还有另外一个年轻的执事啊，在那里。
And there was a young coworker in that gathering.
这个老弟兄一看到我。
This old brother saw me.
他说：“你来了，很好。”
He says, "You can, good."
我他他说呢，我呢买一个礼拜堂。
I will buy a church building.
你呢给我跑出150个人。
And you will come up with 150 people.
我呢给你呢包吃包住包穿。
And I will take care of your every need.
你做得好，一年我给你做两套西装。
And if you do it well, and then I will order two suits for you.
我本来去他一个弟兄带我去他家门进去，我心里面也没什么，我觉得蛮欢喜，对吧？
When I first went into his house, I was rejoicing.
一进去了讲这个话。
But the moment I went in, he said this.
哇，我的心就好难过啊。
Then I was very sad in my heart.
我心里想，我蒙召出来侍奉主，我是凭信心跟随主。
I was called out to serve the Lord. I'm serving by faith.
什么你给我包吃包住包穿的？
You are going to take care of all my needs.
你简直是侮辱我。
You are insulting me.
哎呀，我站在那里，我整个人血气都被他激起来了。
I was standing there and my temper was almost flaring up.
我心里面好痛苦，好难过。
I was so saddened within.
我大嘴就想跑了，你知道
吗？ I wanted to run away.
但是我也不能走。
But I couldn't leave.
所以我心里想，我要学功课，我忍住吧。
So I thought, because I need to learn this lesson, so I will I'll just endure this.
我旁边跟着我去的弟兄知道我受伤了。
And the brother who came with me know that I was hurt.
他在旁边就安慰我，他说你不要管他，这个老人讲话向来是这样。
He said, don't pay any attention to this old man. He always says things like this.
你知道那天呢，我真的想赶快就跑，连那个车我也不要。
That day, I really wanted to run away. I didn't even want to take the car.
但是你一个侍奉主的人，你也不能在人家家发脾气，对吧？
But if you are a servant of the Lord, you can't just raise your temper in someone's house.
只好忍住了。
So I endured it.
但是我心里面苦得不得了啊。
But I was very sad.
我说我到哪里来，怎么碰到这样的人呢？
I was thinking, why would I encounter someone like this?
哇，旁边的那个站着的那个年轻的执事一直在那里冷笑，看到我冷笑。
And that young coworker there was looking at me and scoffing at me.
你就知道那个气氛是多么叫人难以忍受。
It is such a bad atmosphere.
后来我们离开了。
And we left.
那我还不得已，我把那个车开回去了。
And I was compelled to drive that car away.
我因为我住在那个弟兄家，我一到那个弟兄家。
I was living with that brother, so when I got to his house.
我一句话也讲出来，我就冲到自己的房间去了。
I couldn't say a word, I just went into my room.
那我那个弟兄知道我受伤。
And that brother knew I was hurt.
我一回到我房间，我就跪在床旁边。
I went back to my room and I knelt beside my bed.
很痛苦。
I was very saddened.
你知道我在跟主怎么祷告
？How did I pray to the Lord?
我说啊，这主啊，这里的人怎么这么肉体啊
？I prayed to the Lord. How come these people are so fleshly?
请你许可我，明天我就回洛杉矶。
Permit me that tomorrow I will return to Los Angeles.
我这些地方，这个地方不能待。
I cannot stay at this place.
我趴在主床主面前呢，痛哭流泪，难过的不得了。我说我怎么会是这样的碰到这样的情形呢
？I was crying before the Lord. Why would I encounter this kind of situation?
他们不可以这样羞辱人的。
They cannot insult people like.
我是侍奉你的人，他怎么可以这样羞辱我呢
？I'm serving you. How can they insult me?
我里面满了这个怨气。
I was filled with this wrath within.
所以我趴在那里，从晚上10点钟啊，你知道，一直趴到早晨4点。
So I was kneeling there praying from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m.
我不肯起来。
I didn't want to get up.
里面很苦啊。
It was very bitter inside.
弟兄姊妹们，就像诗篇八十四篇所讲的一样。
Just like in Psalm 84.
主叫你经过流泪谷。
The Lord let you pass through the valley of Baca, the valley of tears.
这条道路是要经过流泪谷的。
This path needs to go through the valley of Baca.
主也不回答我。
And the Lord didn't answer me.
一直到早晨四点钟。
Until 4 a.m.
忽然之间主就说话。
Then the Lord spoke.
主说你看这些人是肉体。
You see these people as full of flesh.
但是他们都是我所拣选的人。
But they are all people that I chose.
他们都是我的羊。
They are all my sheep.
他们想把你当雇工。
They want to treat you as a hired hand.
而你能不能用牧人的灵来牧养他们？
But can you shepherd them with the spirit of a shepherd?
弟兄姊妹们，那个话到今天我都清清楚楚的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord's word I still remember today.
主要说你看你是个奉献给我的人。
And the Lord says, you are someone who consecrated yourself.
你奉献的时候说了什么？
What did you say when you consecrated yourself?
主啊，无论经过什么苦难，经过什么打击，我都要跟随你。
No matter what difficulties, I will still follow you, Lord.
你看看你只不过经历了这么一点点的难处，你看你什么样子。
It's just such a small difficulty. Now look at you.
我本来这个里面的气已经鼓这个气球都好像要爆了。
I was so angry within, it was about to burst.
主耶稣轻轻讲一句话，好像一个针一样一戳，砰，整个气都没了。
The Lord Jesus spoke some soft word, and it's like a needle and the balloon exploded.
就在那一下，我里面所有的怨气全部烟消云散。
And just at that moment, all my anger that was bottled up within, all gone.
我觉得我们就懊悔。
And then so I repented before the Lord.
我说主赦免我。
I said, Lord, forgive me.
我真的不像你的仆人。
I am not like your servant.
如果你怜悯我。
If you have mercy of me.
你没有叫我走。
You didn't ask me to leave.
我就不离开这个地方。
Then I will not leave.
对，求你让我能用牧人的灵牧养我亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
May you allow me to have the spirit of a shepherd to shepherd my dear brothers.
我祷告完，那么我要起来睡觉。
And after prayer, I got up to sleep.
那个是礼拜六的晚上。
That is a Saturday night.
那个主日早晨是我讲道。
That Sunday morning, I am to preach.
你知道那天我预备了一篇什么道呢？
What do you think what I prepared to share?
我要讲平安。
I wanted to share peace.
我说主啊，现在最需要平安的是我。
I tell the Lord, now who needs the peace the most is you.
求你给我平安呢。
May you give me peace.
所以我爬起来上了床。
So I got up and I went into the bed.
早晨六点钟我就起来了。
And I got up at 6 a.m.
因为早晨要去服侍。
Because I need to go serve.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and
sisters. 我满心感谢我的主。
I thank the Lord in my heart.
你知道我们一个基督徒啊，你要学十架功课。
For a Christian to learn the lesson of the cross.
就是你向自己死。对吧？
It's to die to self.
向神活着。
And to live to God.
像保罗讲的，死在我身上发动，生就在别人身上发动。
Like Paul says, when death is moving in me, then life is working in you.
他们那个聚会其实人不多，但三四十个人。
That's not a big gathering place. They have about 30 or 40 people.
那天早上我站在讲台上。
That morning I was on the pulpit.
弟兄姊妹，我经历一个奇妙的经历，主的同在是那么的丰富。
I experienced this great experience that the Lord's presence was so bountiful.
所以我一开口讲话，
When I opened my mouth to speak,
我就感觉那个整个那个他们那个礼拜堂那个空气都凝结了。
I feel that all the air became solid.
下面一片压静，安静，没有人讲话，大家眼睛都瞪得大大的。
And everyone was silent, and their eyes were opened.
而主的话在我里面就像活水涌一样的，哇！我就一直讲。
And the Lord's word is like a well of spring coming out of me, and I just kept speaking.
从头到尾一气哈成，把一篇信息讲完。
And so I just delivered a message very, very quickly.
那我就从讲台上下来。
And I came down from the pulpit.
那天出现一件事情。
That day, something happened.
我以前没有碰过，以后也没有。
I didn't encounter that before or after.
我一到底下。
After I came down.
所有弟兄姊妹都起来了。
All the brothers and sisters rose up.
他们就排成一条队呀。
They lined up.
一个一个到前面跟我握手。
And each one came to shake my hand.
他们真的大受感动啊！每个人都跑来跟我握手，这么排着队来的。
They were so moved that they wanted to line up to shake my hand one at a time.
我就看见那个老弟兄站在那里。
And I saw that old brother standing there.
他一句话都不讲，很凝重的眼睛看着我。
And he didn't say anything, and he just looked at me sternly.
弟兄姊妹们，是应验他的话。
God confirmed his words.
死在我身上发动。
When death is working in me,
生就在弟兄姊妹身上发动。
Then life is working in brothers and sisters.
所以那一天的聚会就是满了主的恩典。
So that day, the meeting is full of God's grace.
更好的一件事情。
Even better.
从那天开始起。
From that day on.
那个老弟兄对我好得不得了。
That old brother is very good to me.
一直到几个月后，我离开那个地方。
A few months after I left.
哎呀。他对我非常的好。
He was very good to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这条路是十字架的路。
This way is the way of the cross.
是一个舍己的道路。
It is a way of denying oneself.
在教会中，如果我们不懂得舍己。
In the church, if we do not know how to deny ourselves,
我们只有毁坏神的家。
Then we can only destroy God's house.
我们只有舍己。
Only if we deny ourselves,
才能让神的家得到建立。
Then God's house may be established.
这是教会的路。
This is the way of the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要跟随主的脚中行。
We have to follow the footsteps of the Lord.
这是十字架的路。
This is the way of the cross.
那么第四个点。
The fourth point.
教会的路是身体的道路。
The way of the church is the way of the body.
这也是今天的地上教会最忽略的一件事情。
And this is something that the church on this earth is neglecting the most right now.
使徒保罗得着神的启示。
Apostle Paul received the revelation.
认识了教会是基督的身体。
He understood that church is the body of Christ.
然后他也解释了这个身体的意义。
And he also explained the meaning of the body.
但是这个一直到今天都是神的儿女们很大的困惑。
But that, even until today, is a great confusion amongst his
这句话每个人都知道。
This word, everybody knows.
教会是基督的身体，谁不知道呢？对不对
？Church is the body of Christ. Who doesn't know that?
到底它是什么意义啊
？But what is the meaning?
我给你们讲个有趣的事。
I'll tell you something interesting.
有一次我碰见印度来的一个弟兄。
Once I met a brother from India.
年轻的弟兄。
A young brother.
然后到我们中间，他整天都在那讲 body of Christ, body of Christ.
And all day long he talks of body of Christ, body of Christ.
所以那天呢，我就问他，我说，弟兄啊，你能不能告诉我什么是 body of Christ?
So that day I asked the brother, can you tell me what is body of Christ?
我一问他愣住了。
And when I asked him, he was stunned.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天有人问你说什么叫做教会是基督的身体
？If today someone asks you, what does it mean for the church to be body of Christ?
你会回答吗
？Do you know how to respond?
你知道怎么回答吗
？Do you know how to react?
我等等我会解释啊。
I will explain in a moment.
如果人问你，你能解答吗
？But if someone asks you, could you explain?
我这一问把他问愣住了。
When I asked him, he froze.
哎，他我看到现在我还记得他们样子很苦的说。
Even
body of Christ.
Even now, I still remember how he reacted. Body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Body of Christ. 讲不出来了。
Body of Christ, but he doesn't know how to explain.
当然，我不是要为难他。
I wasn't trying to put him on the spot.
因为想到一直讲这个嘛，我想你应该知道意义，对不对
？Because he kept talking of this, so I thought he ought to know the meaning.
事实上，我们知道。
But we know.
你不是一句话能讲得清楚，对不对
？It's not just one phrase that can clarify this whole thing.
弟兄姊妹，在初期的教会，神把在意象中把教会的意义启示给保罗。
In the early church, Through revelation, this was revealed to Paul.
2000年来，无数的侍奉主 的人在推敲什么叫做基督的身体。
And for 2,000 years, people who serve the Lord is trying to figure out what is the body of Christ.
你们原谅我，到今天呢，我也没看见一个最好的解释。
Forgive me to say this, I still do not see a good explanation.
叫我自己来讲，也觉得很困难。
And if I'm trying to explain it, it feels
difficult. 这好像是个理想。
This seems to be an idea.
也好像是个很抽象的东西，对不对？
And also seems very abstract.
我们明明看见教会里面都是这么多人，你怎么基督的身体，身体在哪里啊？
We see so many people here. What is the body of Christ?
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要主给我们灵里面的眼睛有这个看见。
We need to have the Lord open our eyes, spiritual eyes, so that we may see.
并且保罗说，身体只有一个，肢体有很多。
And Paul says that there's only one body, but many members.
如果讲我的身体很简单，我就两条腿，两个膀子，对不对？这个容易明白。
If you're talking about my body, it's very easy. I have 2 feet and 2 arms.
像我们今天这个聚会里这么多人，这么多肢体，哪有一个人身体上这么多肢体啊？
But if we are looking at so many people here, which body has so many members?
那个肢体怎么连上来的呢？
And how do these members connect?
我记得年轻的时候有弟兄们解释，就是用这个约翰福音十五章啊。
And I remember some brother used John chapter 15 to explain.
主耶稣是真葡萄树。
And the Lord Jesus is a true vine.
我们是枝子。
And we are the branches.
当然你要看一棵树的话也可以。像我们这里一个大树出来了很多枝子，对不对
？And if we see a big tree, there will be a lot of branches.
哦，我们年轻时候，弟兄们就这样解释。你看这个葡萄树，主耶稣是主干。
And we hear this explanation when we're young. If you look at the vine, the Lord is a true vine.
我们教会里面的同工是这个枝干，大枝干。
And the co-workers are the big branches.
负责弟兄是小枝干。
And the responsible brothers are some smaller branches.
我们的弟兄姊妹是小枝子。
And then the brothers and sisters are these little twigs.
我年轻时候不懂，我听这个也有道理啊。
When I was young, I didn't know, so I thought this makes sense.
但是后来有一天我就想，这个不行哦，不对哦。
But then one day I realized this is not good.
万一那个大枝子断了。
What if one of the main branches broke?
我不是跟着都一起掉下来了吗？对不对？
Then wouldn't I fall along with that big branch?
因为我们看见教会历史上的确有这样的情形呢。
Because we see that this truly happened in churches.
很多神道人你们跟随人的。
A lot of people followed men.
那个大有恩赐能力的人一倒下去，整个就散掉了。
And someone who is very gifted, if they fall, then the congregation falls.
好，是后来我们想，这个枝子不能这么连，每个枝子都连与基督。
So that we realize that every single branch needs to be joined to Christ.
这个太奇怪了，哪有这样的一个人，对不对？
That's such a weird person.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
We thank God.
我建议弟兄姊妹们
I encourage brothers and sisters.
在新约圣经中有三段圣经解释基督的身体。
There are three passages in the New Testament that explains the body of Christ.
对不起，我们的时间都已经到了。
Sorry, the time is near.
没办法想解释，我反正把经文给你们自己好好读。
I'll share you with you the verses and you can read.
第一处，哥林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
那里就解释什么是基督的身体。
That explains what is the body of Christ.
圣灵把我们浸在基督的身体里面。
The Holy Spirit baptized us into one body.
然后到了以弗所书第四章。
And then in Ephesians chapter 4.
那里就讲到基督身体的建立。
And it talks of the establishment of the body of Christ.
其实他那个建立那个字啊，英文应该用 edify 啊。
It is the edification of the body of Christ.
啊，那么这里呢，就是神给各样不同的恩赐，是为了建立基督的身体。
Here it speaks of giving many spiritual gifts in order to edify the body.
而使教会呢，能达到一个地步，行使身体的功用。
So that to the point where the church can function. Of the, like the body.
啊，这个 ministry of body.
The ministry of the body.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是神今天对于这个身体他所有的一个计划。
This is a plan that God has regarding the body.
然后罗马书十二章。
And then in Romans chapter 12,
那里就讲到这个身体实行，怎么样实行。
And then here it speaks of how to carry out this body.
弟兄姊妹们，这个身体的意义实在是太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, the meaning of the body is so precious.
所以你看每个主日我们拨饼啊。
That's why every Sunday as we break the bread,
我们只有一个饼。
We only have one bread.
这个饼呢本来就是一个一个的颗粒麦子，对不对？
The bread is made out of flour.
最后把它整个的磨成粉，做成这么一个饼。
And then once you ground it, you can make one bread.
这里面有你，有他，有我。
There's you, me, and someone else.
这个身体的意念，这个合一的意念是完全不能分的。
And this unity cannot be disconnected from the body.
抱歉，我想我们不能够详细的说明。
I cannot explain this more.
希望弟兄姊妹从这三段的经文里面，能对基督身体的意义能够略略的能够有点认识。
From these three passages.May you be able to start to understand and comprehend the meaning of the body.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是教会的路。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way of the church.
今天我们知道教会历史上，因为人呢对这个身体的意义太难实行了，不知道怎么做。
Because nowadays people do not know how to, do not know the meaning of the body and do not know how to carry it out.
我没有意思要批评啊，但觉得很遗憾，天主教用了神父的路。
I am not trying to criticize, but I just feel this is regretful.
基督教用了牧师的道路。
And the Catholic Church used the way of the Pope, and the Christianity used the way of the pastor.
所以这个好像比较容易懂，因为我们讲这个就懂。你讲身体，大家就迷糊了，对不对？
And it's easy for you to understand this, but if you say the body, then people are confused.
但是神要的教会是基督的身体。
But what God wants is that Christ, the body, the,Body of Christ is a church.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
在新约时代中
In the New Testament time.
这就是锡安的大道
This is the highway to Zion.
如果不借着这个
If not through this.
我们没有办法达到神的旨意
We cannot reach the purpose of God.
无法能够实现神的家
We cannot make God's house a reality.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
难怪做事的人说呀，靠着你有力量啊。
So that's why it says by that we draw strength from you.
你的心里面才能持守这条路。
Then you can walk this way.
这条路上是很多的艰难的。
There's a lot of difficulties on this.
很多的反对。
A lot of people who disagree.
很多人会责骂你的。
A lot of people who will scold you.
哇，我这些年也挨了不少骂的。
And during these years, a lot of people scolded me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
啊，主让我们蒙这个恩典。
Thank the Lord that we received this grace.
愿我们经过流泪谷。
As we pass through the valley of Baca.
使这个谷变为泉源之地。
That they make it a spring.
并且盖满了秋雨之福。
And the rain also covers it with pools.
你知道在以色列地秋雨是大雨，倾盆大雨。
You know that in the land of Israel, these rain would is very great.
所以五旬节被称为秋雨的时代。
And that's why the day of Pentecost is a day of big rain.
所以求主在这个末了的年间
So that in these end days,
叫我们持守主的道路
May the Lord help us to hold fast his way.
心中一定要有这个锡安的大道
That we must have the highway to Zion in our hearts.
能够坚持这条道路
That we can hold fast on this way.
那么一直到见主的面
Until the day when we see the Lord face to face.
我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们在你的脚前向你俯伏下拜。
Lord, we fall down prostrate before your feet.
虽然我们来到一个危险的时代。
Even though we are in perilous days.
今天似乎你的道路在地上荒凉。
And your way on this earth seems to be desolate.
没有多少人真正明白锡安的大道。
Not many people truly comprehend the highways to Zion.
我们求你保守我们。
But may you protect us.
求你开我们里面的眼睛。
May you open the eyes of our hearts.
不仅叫我们向往锡安的大道。
That not only would we want to go towards Zion.
让我们的心中有你的道路。
But that we would have your ways in our hearts.
哇，愿我们的生活侍奉都在走在这条路上。
May our daily living and our service be on this way.
好，叫我们能够达到神家的实际。
that we may reach the reality of the house of God,
进入你的同在,
that we can enter into your presence,
在你面前一同朝见你,
that we can worship you.
我们仰望你借着圣灵说话,
we look to you through the Holy Spirit to speak.
愿弟兄姊妹所听见的不是外面的道理,
so that brothers and sisters are not hearing outward doctrine,
那是真正的有看见,
but that they will truly see.
求你在 这段时间向我们显现
During these times, may you reveal yourself.
遇见每个弟兄和姊妹
Meet every single brother and sister.
我们愿意把自己交在你的手中
We're willing to give ourselves into your hands.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.